Families of Yemeni drone victims are fighting back against the U.S. drone program in Yemen, which has killed their loved ones under the so-called War on Terror. They have formed a new organization which they say seeks to criminalize the use of U.S. drone strikes in Yemen and prosecute any official who supports such a policy. The National Organization for Drone Victims says that the U.S. cover program began in 2002 and has since then increased its operations nationwide, killing hundreds of innocent Yemenis under the pretext of fighting terror. The president of the organization, who lost his brother in an assassination drone strike, says that one of the organization's tasks will be to take legal action against government officials who are allowing the U.S. program to continue in Yemen.
Today we launched the start of this new organization, which will be the starting point for us to get justice and to take legal measures on a national and international scale against anyone who is aiding these crimes.
A number of international anti-drone organizations have visited Yemen over the past years in a bid to encourage Yemenis to put pressure on their government to end the U.S. drone strikes. However, not much can be done, according to Kat Craig, who is an outspoken British anti-drone activist, if the Yemeni president himself supports such a policy.
The NDC and the Yemeni parliament have now spoken out against drones, but President Hadi continues to lend his support to the U.S. drone program. And this is something that we believe is illegal and should end immediately.
According to the National Organization for Drone Victims, 13 U.S. drone operations were conducted last month, killing over 20 Yemenis.
In addition to damaging Yemeni societies and killing many innocent people across the country, the U.S. drone program is costing the Yemeni government a high price. Each drone strike costs Sana'a $60,000. Yusuf Mawadi, Press TV, downtown Sana'a.